Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her Mrs. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her Mrs. Hello, everyone. This is episode 3 of the relaunched Harper Bliss and her Mrs. And we're recording this on Sunday, April 15th, 2018.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Yes, well, usually we would record on a Saturday, but I think we were not recovered yet from our week.
Yes, which will also be the topic of the week.
Yes.
And our recap of the week.
Yes.
It's a very concentrated week.
Because we went to London, to the London Book Fair.
Yes, so not that much writing or editing or such work was done because we were not in our office.
No, it was a different kind of work.
Yes, different kind
network.
Of work. Yes, networking mostly, I think. So
let's just do TV first.
Yes.
And then, but we do have to mention a new woman in our lives.
Yes.
Alexa. We probably switched her on now.
Yes. So we ordered an Alexa and picked her up when we were in London.
But it's so stressful because I want to ask Alexa many questions, but I don't know which one.
And the only thing you think to ask is, Alexa, can you fart? Or Alexa, can you burp? What are you, 12 years old?
But there's no gas in the cloud. I know, but it's really funny.
Yes. So we still have to get to know our Alexa a little bit.
Yes.
But I'm sure
I
you
asked
will.
Her who Harper Bliss was and she didn't know.
She kept replying, Harper Bliss, the person.
I said, yes.
And then she stopped.
Then she stopped.
Yes, you're not well known enough, dear.
Well, I asked her who Jay was and then she kind of blocked as well. But I think Jay's probably hard. It's like one word.
No, I think we need to teach her some more skills first.
Yeah.
Maybe we can teach her who Harper Bliss is. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should keep telling her, I am Harper Bliss. I am Harper Bliss.
And then, but I think she connects to Wikipedia and I'm not on Wikipedia.
Ah, maybe. Okay.
So,
yeah. But so we are trying to get to know our Alexa and getting her to know us.
And she can meow. You can make her meow and then the cat goes nuts. Which is quite fun as well.
Yes, but let's not do that too much.
Poor cat.
She's traumatized otherwise.
Poor cat. She suffers so much.
Yes. She was already away from home for a few days while we were in London.
That's true.
I mean, she was staying in a very nice house with a lot of room to run around in and someone to take good care of her. But when we brought her back yesterday, she was a bit grumpy. I think she wanted
hours.
To stay in her other home. But yeah, no, she came back with us.
She was cranky for 2 hours, but then she came to lie in your lap in her usual pose.
Yes. So all is well now with with our cat. I think she's still knocked out from her week away, so because she's sleeping on the bed now. You have something else to announce?
Well, next week, so the week that this goes out, I'm going to be off social media.
What?
So I'm starting today because today's Sunday. I don't need to be on social media. And then for the rest of the week until Friday, although I can foresee a little bit of a problem on Friday. Oh no, this week, because I want to share the first chapters of my new book.
Maybe I can do that for you.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be on.
Yeah. Because the problem is, I mean, going off social media is not that hard unless you post something. Because when I post something, then I want to check.
Yes.
But that's the problem. So I don't know yet how I'm going to solve this problem. But every week there's going to be something. So I need to think about it. But I will report back next week.
So let's switch to TV.
Yes.
What did we watch?
Well, we watched the second part of Money Heist, La Casa de Papel.
Which we mentioned a couple of episodes ago.
Yeah. Which Netflix made us wait for 2 weeks. Why? I mean, they just chopped it in half. It was cruel.
Well, yes, I know, but, you know, that's how it is. I mean, to be fair, the first part has been on there for a long, long time.
Yeah,
it's not just 2 weeks that they made us wait. We just watched it 2 weeks before, but it was great.
Yes, because I'm not going to give any spoilers, but when you watch the show, your allegiance is divided. I mean, you're kind of rooting for two opposite sides. And I said, okay, but how are they going to end this? And they did it. I think they did it really well. It was a very satisfying ending.
Yes, it was really good. And it was, you know, edge of your seat. You know, how is it going to go?
Oh, it was such a good show. And yeah, I mean, it didn't take its audience for stupid people, which...
A lot of American TV shows do, maybe.
Well, maybe the future of television is in Europe.
Well, they do seem to make quite good TV shows in our little Europe here and in different countries.
There's a couple of pretty good Belgian TV shows that you can watch on Netflix.
Yeah, one's called Tabula Rasa. I think that one went on Netflix not that long ago.
It's a bit creepy though.
Yes, but it's well made and it's quite a good show.
And it has my favorite Belgian actress in it.
Ah, yes.
Hilde van Meehan.
Yes.
Not the young one, obviously.
No, the mother, of course. obviously. Cougar. There are quite a few good European TV shows on Netflix to check out. Like The Bridge is awesome.
Yeah.
Quite a few of those Scandinavian TV shows, but
it's
Spanish.
Mainly Scandinavian, though.
Now a Spanish one. Apparently, there's another Spanish show that's really good, Cable Girls.
That's also
Spanish, but we haven't watched it yet. But it always gets recommended after Money Heist, so we should probably check it out. So now let's switch to our weekly topic, which is
the London Book Fair, which should have been called the London Beer Fair instead.
But maybe not for everyone, for us especially.
I know, it's because, you know, put a Belgian in a place with free beer, what you gonna get?
A drunk Belgian.
Oh my goodness. So, we went to London for 3 nights. So the first night was pretty civil because, you know, we were with your mum.
Yes, we had to be civilized.
And then, the next night, then we went to the London Book Fair and we did the session on memoir. That one was actually quite interesting.
Yeah, it was with Adam Kay, who wrote a memoir about being a junior doctor in the NHS.
And then we,
I thought it was really interesting. I want to read it now.
Yeah, I'm interested in it as well. But then we discovered that the cafes at the London Book Fair sold beer. So that's where it went wrong. Because we actually went to this other talk about LGBT inclusiveness, and I'm sorry, but they should have found someone else to talk about that.
Yes, I think so too. That was not that interesting. I mean, we didn't stay for very long because...
No, and the guy dissed romance.
Come on. I mean, how could we have stayed
Come
then?
On. Because he's single. That's like the most ridiculous reason ever to diss romance. But I mean, to be fair, we didn't listen to the rest of the talk. And maybe it turned out to be amazing.
Yes, but...
Then we discovered the beer.
Yes, so then all was lost.
And then there was a drinks reception at the Ally stand or behind it, in the writer's block.
Yes, they had a really nice area called the writer's block. It's
and
quite
that's,
funny.
That's where it started to go wrong.
Yes, but it was fun because we hung out with a couple of other lesbian authors.
Yes, Claire Lydon and T.B. Markinson. Well, Claire, obviously, we'd met before a couple of times, but this was our first time meeting T.B. Markinson.
Yes, and
it was
fun.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we had a really good 2 afternoons, really, basically, because we spent the whole 2 days that we were there. Well, we were there mostly in the afternoons with both of them.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Hanging out with lesbian authors.
Yeah, because, you know. I mean, we're here in our little corner in Belgium. First of all, we don't get to spend a lot of time with other authors, and definitely not with other lesbian authors. Actually, I don't know if there are any in Belgium. I know there are some readers, but I have a reader living just around the corner.
There's a lesbian podcaster.
Ah, yeah, in Ghent.
In Ghent, she
does
like
lesbian romantic.
Like a fictional podcast, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, but yeah, apart from that. So that's... We're looking. That's why we're looking forward to going to Elcon this summer, because then we get to hang out with so many more lesbian
looking
authors.
Looking forward to something like that.
I know, it's amazing.
But I have to say, after 2 days at the London Book Fair, I was completely destroyed. And obviously, I drank too much, but it's also because, you know, I had to talk so much.
But like, for one, I think at Elcon, there won't be 2 nights of free flow booze sponsored by someone else.
Probably
so.
Not. Please, Elcon, don't get a booze sponsor. We can't take it.
Or get one, but just for one day.
Because this happened to me at the Diva Festival as well. Eh? They give you free flow drinks, and then the next day is ruined.
No, I don't think that will happen at Elcon.
So the first evening, there was a...
There was a get-together from the SPF, the Self-Publishing Formula
Mark
Dawson's group, the course which we did on Facebook advertising, and they organized this get-together in a pub across from the venue of the book fair. So there were lots of authors there. Yeah, and so we got to meet the guys behind SPF. So first, James Blatch, who was there, who was very, very nice. And then Mark Dawson arrived much later because he was at some other Amazon event.
By the time Mark Dawson arrived, everyone was drunk.
Yes, which made it much, much easier to talk to him because he came to, we were sitting, all us Lesfic people were sitting in a little booth and he came to sit with us and talk with us a little, which was nice.
He's actually a really nice guy.
Yeah, it was fun. We talked about how we were doing and he asked questions about how everyone was doing and, you know, well, it was really fun to be able to talk about this stuff.
Yeah. And then you told him about my Lesfic.
Yeah, and then so I showed him one of the bookmarks we have made for Mary Lesfic about starting up a bookbub type service for lesbian fiction. And then on Facebook he did his recap of his week and at the London Book Fair and he mentioned us.
Did we get any new subscribers out of that, though? There was no link.
He just said he met two women who were... He was talking about being an entrepreneurial and then he met two, I think he said, inspiring women.
Ah, yes.
That was us.
But he only talked to you, so that's probably the reason.
I talked to you, too. Anyway, he mentioned it in his Facebook post, which I thought was really cool. So yeah. We must have made an impression and maybe not just a drunk impression. Because that was definitely also part of it. I think I may have insulted him because I said something about his book right when we met him. And yeah, I hope he didn't take offense.
Well,
obviously,
yeah,
he didn't.
But that was because he put Kowloon in... he put Wan Chai in Kowloon in Hong Kong.
Yeah, he put a part of Hong Kong in a wrong neighborhood. So.
But he knew. I think he'd gotten many, many complaints about that.
But that's probably the first thing I told him. So I hope I didn't offend him too much. Anyway... So that was nice. And then we also met Orna Ross from the Alliance.
That was the day after.
Oh, yeah, that was the next day. So the next
That was something else because the party in the pub, the first night, you know, that was not like go to the bar and get a drink. You know, you had to, there was an intermediary.
Yes, so you had to ask James if you could have another drink, or he had to offer you another drink.
Yeah, or you had to get your drink yourself.
Yes.
But then the next day, there was an Amazon-sponsored bar.
Yes, open bar
so
and a
you
pub
just went,
at the same pub.
You just went to the bar and you said, can I have this?
Yes.
So and this is totally different.
I know.
So this was like five desperados in. I said, I would really like to meet Orna Ross and Claire Lydon knows everyone. She said, I'll introduce you. And then, I don't know, it was just one of these awkward moments.
But also she was on her way out, she was about to leave and, you said, I admire you so much.
And everybody was just like laughing at me. I was like I'd said the most ridiculous thing ever. But I guess with five desperados in you.
You do say
I do sound pretty ridiculous.
But no, I think also the other people were also, you know, five beers in, so they were probably laughing because they were drunk and tipsy as well. It wasn't just you.
Yeah.
But that was a fun party as well because we met some other writers and people from, you know, everywhere. We met this really nice American writer who lives in Germany now,
Düsseldorf.
But we used to live in Indonesia. She was really friendly and really nice.
We have an invitation to go to Düsseldorf.
Well, let's see. This might have been the beer talking.
But
it was fun. But of course, you know, when Amazon sponsors the bar bill.
And we met this woman from Bristol and the Elcon is in Bristol. She said, we're going clubbing. I said, excuse me, but...
No,
I don't...
I think not.
Because, I like to go to bed early, which was also mocked by my fellow Lesfic authors.
Well, maybe you can make an effort at Elcon to go to bed a little bit later.
Oh, yeah, of course. I will go to bed later, but I won't go clubbing.
But, yeah, no, maybe probably not. But, so that was a fun afternoon. And because, I mean, it started at 4, so it's more an afternoon drinking party than an evening drinking party.
Yeah, because we actually went from the pub. We had lunch in the pub, and then we just stayed there.
Yes.
So we said, we should go for a walk, but the walk
then
did
we just
not
had
happen.
Then we just had another beer and went straight to the other pub for the Amazon drinks.
And it was all beers. Well, I mean, obviously you can choose what you drink, but I haven't had so much beer in, I think, since we were in Japan. And then I said, I'm off the beer. But see, this is how long it takes.
A few weeks, and then you're back on it.
So now I'm doing a week without alcohol.
Well, it's trying.
A try.
Let's see how that goes.
Usually it's not a problem. On a weekday, I don't drink. But on a weekend, I may have a little bit, but not as much as, you know. Well, you know what it's like. You know, it's like being at a reception. You want to talk to people. You know, you have a drink. It goes easier.
You need to have some lubrication in order to talk to people more easily.
Yeah.
But then once you start, you can't stop. Anyway, so enough about the drinking maybe at the London Book Fair. We went to one or two other sessions, which were okay. I mean, nothing groundbreaking.
No.
We didn't learn anything groundbreaking, but it was just fun to be there. I mean, it's a huge fair. It was funny because when we arrived on the first day, one of the first things we saw was a booth by the Flanders publishing trade or something. So they were all Belgian or Flemish publishers, which was quite funny to see that as the first thing when you arrive.
Yeah.
But I mean, all the big publishers have enormous booths there.
And the Oval Office.
Yes, there was.
So Bill Clinton has written a book with James Patterson.
Well,
co-writing is all the rage.
Yes, yes.
And then they'd set up the Oval Office where you can have your picture taken. And we did have our picture taken. Maybe I should post it, but not next week because I'll be off social media.
Maybe after, maybe later. And there, you know, there was a whole lot of activities and stuff to do. So
yeah, I mean, I think maybe if we go back next year, we should maybe prepare a bit more and like maybe make more plans to actually attend sessions that
yes.
might interest us.
Yes. But this time, of course, I mean, we couldn't spend the whole 3 days there because we were not traveling alone.
No.
Because my mother was with us as well.
Yes.
So we had to entertain her a little bit as well, not just
leave
her.
Luckily, she loves a museum.
Yes, so we could just, you know, send her off to a museum.
She loves a museum.
She's very self-sufficient. We did go to one museum with her and we had a few meals with her, so that was okay.
Yeah.
She was happy. She said she enjoyed it very much.
Yeah.
But next time maybe we should make it a London Book Fair only trip, at least for the days of the book fair, and then focus on attending some more sessions and stuff. But it was a good introduction to it because it was fun. And it's so easy to get to for us now, only 2 hours on the train from Brussels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope next year it's not during the Easter holiday, but I think probably not. It was so busy.
Yeah, the trains to get there were crazy because it's Easter school holidays here in Belgium.
I think
in the UK
as well.
Yeah, it was school holidays as well. So busy, busy, busy.
For me also, it was a lot of fun to be able to speak English because I do miss that. I miss it much more than I thought I would.
Yeah, it was fun. Now we really love going to the UK, going to
London. It was great to be in London. We hadn't been in London for years. Well, apart from maybe a layover once, but.
No, that was really fun. It definitely reminded me of why I love London so much. We will be back in London, hopefully very soon.
But it's so expensive.
It is. It's very expensive. But, we'll save up and then we can go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next year for the
Well, that's a business trip, so that's fine.
Are we going to Bristol?
Yes. Maybe we'll go past London on the way to Bristol or back because we are planning on driving, so.
You have to drive on the other side of the road.
That's okay. I've done it before.
As long as I don't have to drive. This was funny because like the four of us, Claire and TB and us, we were sitting and then we were talking about all the things we were not good at. And it was so funny because the authors, we don't like to drive, for instance.
No.
We can't put an IKEA shelf together, all of these things. And all of these things you can do.
I'm not an author.
So I fear for your author career.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll see.
But it was so funny because, one of us said something and then the other said, oh, I'm rubbish at that too. Except Claire can cook, apparently.
Ah, yes.
So TB and I, we said no.
TB can make nachos, apparently.
She makes nachos.
So we're waiting for an invitation to go eat nachos at her place.
Yeah.
But it was fun to hang out with Lesvic authors and discover all this common ground you have on things you cannot do.
Yeah, it's great because, it's good to be among, how do you call that, like-minded people, what's that called?
Kindred souls.
Yeah, that sounds very lesbian.
Yes.
So let's keep it at that.
Okay. So any other takeaways from the London Book Fair?
Well, we didn't pay that much attention. We should not drink as much because it is indeed the London Book Fair and not the London Beer Fair.
But my main takeaway is I'll definitely go back next year.
Okay.
And pay more attention.
Mine as well.
Okay.
But I think we need to let our cat in.
Yeah, our cat is scratching at the door, so we keep it at that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses.
You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com.
We also have a favor to ask.
If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you.